Coming home, early March, and a pale sky tightens down spiteful. What clump of green there is seems vulgar, out of place, superfluous as last year's newspaper, with the curtain in that front window shredded into abstraction. And if he felt the target of a pair of eyes or a ghost giggle from behind a hedge, after 60 years away, the mind plays tricks. He blinked, wiped his glasses, blew into his hands against the cold, then lingered on the porch, listening for the whine of the battered Electrolux being jerked around on its leash, the dust swish of a rag. Nothing had changed. The old push-pull of stasis, the ugly guy wires of stock still. But he'll not enter, not trust the old key to the old lock. He knows better. For what if, for story's sake, he's tempted to brave the long hallway again, past the yawning closet of mildew and wet mackinaws and smell, then the dash to his room and down on his knees to peer under his bed the way he used to, looking for creatures that fidget in the dark, waiting, just waiting, to snatch him up. How pitiable those monsters of childhood turned out to be, as if anything could have spirited him away, rescued him from this.